ओम शांति। एल्विस हैज लेफ्ट द बिल्डिंग, दैट टुडेज टॉपिक। इन हिंदी, एल्विस बिल्डिंग छोड़कर जा चुका है या बिल्डिंग छोड़कर चले गया है। व्हाट वी हैव टू डू इन दैट, सो इट्स अ फ्रेज, एल्विस हैज लेफ्ट द बिल्डिंग। इट्स अ फ्रेज वेरी कॉमनली, वेरी ऑफनली यूज इन द very oftenly used for the Elvis Presley concert when he was doing, he is doing the program, and it's commonly used when the stage coordinator or the public speaker want to divert the attention of other people, the audience who are asking him for the once more, who are asking him for the encore. So that phrase is used for the that's a popular singer, Elvis Presley. In 1956, first time that sentence was used by Rollis Loban in Chicago, and then after it's used by the Albert Dovrin, the stage coordinator and the ex former band leader who used to work for the Elvis, and then after this become a phrase. Because whatever we use first time, it's a sentence, and if you use continuously, then it becomes a phrase. And later on, in so many years after that, the same phrase has used by the other following singers of the Elvis group, and then it become to avoid the audience. Means avoid means when something new is there, if something good is there, people always prefer to follow the once more. They ask for the once more. So to avoid that, it's a normal, in a normal way, if you want to speak that, it's just to say people that show has ended, the game is over, and now nothing is there. So what we have to do in that? The game is over, the show is over. That the phrase. How is connected with our life? How is connected with the Brahmin life? Yeah. When there is any show or any game, there are three categories of people are there. One is the player, the actor. The second one is the audience. And the third one is the judge is not everywhere. Organizer. Okay. So that three kinds categories of people are there. So now we will first see about the organizer. What the organizer do when the show is over, when the game is over, what he do? He becomes so happy that whatever the burdens in on his head is there from so many days, that burden has finished. So he's very happy, and then he's give thanks to the all the actors and the all the other people who are connected, who are related, who are concerned with that show. He give thanks to them, and many times it's happened that they organize a party also if they are working on that show for a long time, and when they get the success in that show, they organize a party also. So that's the point. And again, after he spend in some relaxed mode, in the relaxed mood, and then after he again start to work on the next show. He never sit in the ideal form, or he never sit the free. After some time, after specific time, he start to work on the different show. And then what's about the actor's view? What the actors do after the show? Yeah, even they also relax. And because during the time of show, or when they want to do before the show, they do lot of rehearsal. So during the show, they try to give their best. They try to give their all effort. They put their all the effort, 100% effort in that to get the success in that show. So after that show, that actor also become very detached from that show, and they spend some time, and then again after, they look for the new show that where. From where they can get a new show, so they can act in that show. And then sometimes that actor also give thanks to the organizer also and the other colleagues also who help them during that show. And then what's about the audience? What the audience do? Yeah, the audience, they try to get something new, or they try to learn something from that show. That's from the point of good audience only. They who really want to learn something, and who they have the capacity or they have the speciality to learn something from everything. So they try to learn from that show. So that's the view from the audience. So now that phrase is connected with ourselves. Elvis has left the building. How is connected with ourselves, with our Brahmin life? So who is the organizer in this our unlimited show? Yeah, Shiv Baba is the organizer. So what he do? Yeah, because time to time Baba is giving us the warning that now he's come and he's come here to take us all the souls to back to his home. So he's very happy. He's very eager to finish the show as much as early possible and start the new show. Because all of his children, all the actors has long last now found children, has separated from him 5000 years before. And now he's very happy that he found that all his actors, all his children again. So he will be very happy when all the souls, all the actors will again go to Paramdham. So his house will be full once again after 5000 years. So he's also very happy. So that's the point of organizer. And then again he has to start the new show also. That's why he's always reminding us, he's always keep telling us, just do fast, the time is very less. So that's the point from the organizer. Yeah, he's also relaxed, yeah, because now from up to last 80 years he's working on us. He is also coming time to time to give us the guidance and giving us the direction. So he will also be relaxed in that Paramdham. So what the audience, what the actors will do? In that worldly show also, when someone is performing any act, so sometime they are working as an actor and sometime they are working as an audience. When they have to perform, that time they are an actor. And when they don't have to perform any task, or they don't have any role for a time being, that time they are the audience. So now we are the actor in that unlimited show. So what we have to do? Now we know that our show has almost already has finished, or although is coming to an end. So what we have to do in that? I think first of all we have to, the actor has to give attention on the time, that what the time is going on. Because as now we are the actors in that unlimited drama, so we know that the most auspicious time is going on. And Baba is here to take us back to home. And Baba is giving us so many direction and so many advice. So we have to follow that direction and advice in our life. Because we know that if we just spend that time in the laziness and in some other work, if we won't concentrate on the time, if we won't have the awareness of the time won't come back. So we'll get failed, or we will not achieve whatever we want to achieve. So we have to give full attention on the time, that which time is going on. In that worldly show also, the actor has always give attention on the time, that what's the time. In certain time only, they have to finish their act. So if they will take long time, then audience will also become unhappy and organizer is also not happy. So they have to finish that thing on time. So first of all, they must need the awareness of the time, that what the time is going on. So if we have the awareness of time only, then we can perform very neatly and very accurately. So first one is the time. So what the second one will be? Results. Result maybe later on. Second one is the past is past. Don't think about the past, whatever has happened. Because in that worldly drama also what the actors do. Whatever has happened, just let it be. Don't think about that. Just take the positive thing from the thing. Because there are two types of people who appreciate you and another one who is criticize you. So don't think on the people who are criticizing you. Just take the positive feedback from the audience and from your own role. And carry on and work on that, to how to improve that. So past is past, just whatever is happening here also in our Brahmin life, Baba always say that whatever is happened, just put the full stop in that, past is past, and just work on the new. Because every day is new for us, every show, every day is a new show for us. So we have to work on that that show every day. And the third one will, what the actors do? Accepting the new. Okay, first of all we have to accept the new thing. Because many times we see that if there is some new thing is there, people are not ready to accept that. We can give an example of just like so many years before, people are using that normal mobile phone, that keypad phone. And now if someone offered them to use that touch screen phone, they are not ready to accept that, because they say, oh, how it will work, and it's not easy to handle that. But once they get habitual for that, then they operate it very easily. Sometimes they operate it by one hand also, but before that they need the two hands to operate that. So it's very hard for the people to accept the new thing. So in our Brahmin life also, whatever Baba is saying us, whatever direction Baba is giving us, sometimes it's very hard to accept that. So, but we have to work on that, then only we can accept that, do the rehearsal on that, do the practice of that thing, then only we can accept the thing. So third one is that acceptance of the new, accept the new thing. And the fourth one is the, we have to see the what is new in that new. Because when, if awareness of the new, fourth one is the awareness of the new. Sometimes it happens that we got some new thing, but we keep that thing ideal in somewhere. We won't use that thing, and we forget that we already have that new thing. So we must need that awareness of the new thing. If we have the awareness, then only we can use that thing. This is like Baba is saying smriti. We always have to, in that smriti, in that awareness, that what knowledge we got and why Baba has come and how he is working on us and how what we are going to become in the future. So we must need the awareness of time. If we have the awareness of time, then only we can reach to our elevated stage. So fourth one is the awareness of the time. And next one is preparation for the go home. Yeah, we have to get ready to go home, because either willingly or unwillingly Baba will take us to home. So it's good to work on that by willingly, or by own self, to go back to our home. And the next one is the, it needs planning also, as I told in the first only, time, and second one is the planning. So we need, every day we have to do some plan for our day, and planning for the future. Just check what has happened in the past and plan for the future. You know, when mainly in the game only, in the play, when what the players do, especially in the cricket, what they do. After their game, the players who want to learn something, they do all this, they do the recap of the video. They always rewind that video and they see that at what point, at which place they had made a mistake, and that's why they get miss out, or they get in the fall, what mistake they did. So here also we have to check every day that what kind of mistakes we are doing. If we won't check the what kind of mistake every day we are doing, because some kinds of mistakes are there, faults are there, which are acceptable. If we do every day, that's okay, no problem. People won't mind that. And that also won't affect much on our stage. But some kind of mistakes are there, if we will continue to repeat that, that affects on our stage, that affects on our life. So we don't have to do that kind of, repeat that mistakes again and again. So there was a person, he has doing a business of poultry farming. So once the government officer has come to his place, and they ask him that what are you doing, how are you managing your that business, and so many questions they ask him. So at last they ask him that what are you feeding to your that calves and hens. So he say, well, I'm not feeding them anywhere. I am just releasing them free. They go here and there, and from the waste and the garbage of whatever people throw, they eat that all the garbage, and that's it. I am not giving anything to them, especially. So they say that, what a idiot person you are, because that hens and they eat all the waste from the garbage, and the eggs they give, and the later on people eat that egg and they become sick. So that's not good thing what you are doing. So they put a penalty of 5,000 rupees to him. And then again after 6 months, the same officers come to him and they ask him what kind of meals you are feeding, you are giving to your that hand, to all their cocks and hens. So he says, well, I am giving them nuts and dry fruits and the raisins and the almonds. So they will give a nice quality of eggs, and people will be healthy who eat that egg. So then again officer says, what kind of idiot people you are, because in our country there are so many beggars, are there so many people who are very poor, they are not getting the meal for up to time also, and you are feeding that your hands and cough that dry fruit and the nuts. So they put him the penalty of 10,000 rupees. So again, third time after 6 months, that officers came to him and they asked him, "What are you feeding to your that hens?" And he said that, "Well, I am not feeding them anything. I am just giving them 5 rupees every day. What they eat, I really don't know." So we have to learn from our mistake. No, as I told that some mistakes are okay, we can accept that. But some mistakes, if you do all the time, that's not good for our life. So learn from them, learn from the mistake. Whatever is happened in the past, just check, as Baba says, always said in the movie, check and change. So check what has happened in the past and change. For the future, just change it. And what else? What will be more? So I think that will come in awareness only, awareness of time. Everything will come awareness of the time. If we have the awareness of time, that what on what stage I am standing, if you know that I am on the stage, everyone, all eyes are towards on me, all eyes are looking to me, so our act will be become like that. But if we won't have that awareness, then we can't do anything. And I think the next one will be, always follow the guidance of the organizer. So who is our organizer? Shiv Baba. So whatever guidance, whatever Srimad he is giving to us, always follow the Srimad, that guidance in our life. If we'll follow the guidance in our life, then only we will attain that elevated stage, or we will perform how is, what he is expecting from us, what he is asking us to do. If we won't do that, if we won't follow his advice and direction, then we might get failed. We won't achieve that high stage. So always follow whatever the our Shiv Baba is saying us, whatever our organizer is saying to us. So I think that's few points from the view of actor. So now what the point from the view of audience? What will be points? What the audience have to do? As I told, sometimes we are the actors and sometimes we are the audience. So as the audience, what we have to do? Yeah, okay, be detached observer. When you are not playing anything, just be detached observer and look at to others' parts, how they are performing their part. Don't interfere in their part. If we interfere in their part, we feel sorrow that why he is doing that, what he is doing that. So just a detached observer. From last 2-3 Sundays Mudlis, Baba is saying about the renunciation of the body and the renunciation of the all bodily things and all whatever. So just be detached observer. Whatever others are doing, that's not our thing to interfere in that. Because we know that the time which is going on, in that time we have to settle our all old accounts, all our old karmic accounts. That's not the time to create a new account. So just pay attention on that and try to settle our old karmic account. So be detached from everything. Okay. And what's the next one? Appreciate, yes. Appreciation and thanks. The second one is appreciation and thanks. We have to appreciate other people. Just like in that worldly drama also, in that show also, the actors, they appreciate each other. Doesn't matter how they perform. But if we will appreciate others, they get the energy from that. It's like we are encouraging someone else. So we have to appreciate them, whatever has happened. And just say the thanks to them. So it will give the energy to us also. And it's like, as I told that, it will give, and we will give encouragement to others also. So appreciate all the souls, that because of them only it's for easy for us to settle our karmic account. If they won't create any kind of problems, then how we will settle our karmic account? That thing is not so much easy. But if we will always keep in the mind that that's the time what's going on, at that time we have to finish our old karmic account, so we will be happy. So appreciate the people, whatever kind of, because everyone have their unique role in that drama. Okay, we don't know what is going to happen with others, how, why they are performing such kind of acts. We just raise the finger on them, we just keep point out them, that why he is doing that, what he is doing that. So that's not our business. So in that place we have to mind our own business, just concentrate on our own part. So second one is the appreciation and thanks. And what will be the next? I think it will come in appreciation only. And what that audience do? Don't go in the expansion. When when they go in the hall to watch any show, what they do, they know that they just came here for the time being. Okay, not to stay here for a long time. So as the audience, we know that we are here for a short time. And now Baba has come and he has given already us all the knowledge. That's the time to go back to home. So we don't have to go in the expansion. Don't spread the garbage, whatever garbage we have in our mind or in our sanskar. Don't spread that garbage. Just by the powerful yoga, intense effort, try to what's a burn that garbage and don't go in expansion, don't go in the any other family like relations. That sometimes, you know, when as Baba says in the Murli, we come here and we go in the familiarity. So don't go in the familiarity. Whatever, wherever is needed, okay, we have to go and speak with the people, we have to deal with the people. But don't go in the familiarity. So don't go in the expansion. Because if we expand the more, it's very easy to expand the things, but it's very hard to, again, if you want to collect the things, it's very hard. So don't go in the expansion. And what will the next? What that audience do? Sensitive? I think it will come in the first point only, be detached of the way. In detached of the way, everything will come. And what will be the next? Tell others also, yeah. Okay, try to learn something new. This point will come in the from the audience point also. Because we know when we go to watch a movie or any drama, whatever the some dialogues are there, which are very, means its impact on our mind. Okay, so, and some actions are there. So people always try to follow those actions in our daily life. Or sometimes they share their experience with others also, that what happens in the drama and how the actors had did in that. Because we know that we are the hero actor in that drama. So we always have to learn some new things, because people always like to see the new things. Okay, if we learn some new specialties, new skill. Because what we say, I want to give an example, means if we say someone that I can cook a good food. So good food means what? I can cook means what? Just I am making chapati is a sign of good cook, or just I am making rice and other things is a sign of good cook? No, we have to be master in everything, in the sweet item also, in everything, means chapati, rice and sabji, vegetable, everything. Just like when we say that we are good in everything, so we have to try to learn the new specialties. Whatever other people have, the speciality in them, we have to try to obtain that, imbibe that speciality in ourselves also. Of course, everyone have some limitations also. If someone have reached up to 100% stage, someone has reached up to 90% stage. But if we have some aim in our life that we have to learn something, then it will help to us also to do the progress in our life. So I think those are the few points what I thought means from that phrase that Elvis has left the building. So already we have left everything from the old world, and now we are going towards the new world. The dawn of new world is about to come, and the night of the old world is just going. So we have to concentrate on the new thing only, on the new world only. And then only we can do the progress in our Brahmin life. Om Shanti.